How are you, Ira?
Injury report that we're going to get in an hour or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Vascoy.
Anybody out?
Out?
Anybody out?
I don't think so.
How's Roy knowing?
Don't know. You know, he did some stuff, so hopefully he'll be, you know, he's markedly better. So hopefully he'll be, you know, that'll increase and he'll be able to play. But right now you can't be sure of that.
Is that something that happened yesterday?
No, just one of those weird things. I don't know exactly what it was. He picked up a basket of laundry or something. I don't even know, something goofy like that. You know, he really struggled yesterday morning to even get up. It's a muscle spasm, and I think it's, you know, coming around just like any other guy off the street. You know, you wake up, oop, and they got you, you know. So, but he's come around quite a bit since yesterday, and I'm hopeful. But you never know with these things, you know. You're at the mercy of. So we'll see.
He's getting a lot of treatment, right?
Yeah. I mean, certainly Todd is doing a great job, and the doctor's getting him ready. So
he had some back problems last year. Kind of started about this time. Do you know? Have the trainers told you if this is related to what he had last year? Is it just?
I heard about all that, and Todd's got me up to speed. And I think it's just a nice lady. You know, we did all the tests and everything, and I think everybody's comfortable with. We just gotta, you know, get it calmed down. It'll be okay.
And if he has to miss on Sunday?
Well, the guy's on the depth chart. You know, Gary Gibson will step in there, and we'll go from there.
He's looking at right guard today.
Good. Yeah, I think I think we have some options, and not to be, you know, I don't think anybody's changing their game plan over our right guard. All right, let's not.
That was what I was going to tell you.
Let's not get too. Yeah, but you know what? There is one guy or two guys that are going to play over that right guard, so they can study both of them instead of one of them till Sunday. So that's the reason.
A game time decision.
Well, it'll be a game time announcement.
Were you able to? I mean, you looked at a lot of guys, but at some point, when you're game planning and you're going through these situations like you do out here in practice, did you want to settle on your five guys and have them work together all week or as much as you could?
Yeah. We
were you able to do that?
Yeah, sort of like yesterday and today. Okay. Yeah, Wednesday was kind of the last day of messing around, you know.
Were you still around the league? You were in the league in Chicago when Paul Gruber was playing for the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about him?
Tough guy.
Yeah.
One of those legitimate tough guys.
You always tell players, just do your job. He's a guy who, through bad teams, maybe bad coaches, questionable ownership.
Don't say that about me someday, okay?
Did his job. Did his job. I mean, is he a guy?
Questionable journalists, right? Whatever.
Is he a guy that you kind of would hold up and say, here's an example of what I mean. This is what I'm talking about.
You know, we were in the same, you know, we were in the NFC, what was it, Central back then. And so I don't know that much about him. I mean, I was a secondary guy, so I didn't pay a whole bunch of attention to those big guys. But in listening to the people around here and listening to Coach Dungy and listening to the other people, and Mark was around, you know, all the guys that were around, you know, just did what you said, did his job. And those are the great examples for how you get something. There were some tough times, like you said, and he's one of those guys who fought through it. You know, and that's, people may not recognize, those are the bridges to the good times, is the guys that'll fight the rear end off no matter the circumstance. You know, we have a saying around here, circumstance cannot dictate our behavior. And, you know, guys like that who just continually keep going one play at a time and doing their job, that's how you build something.
Greg, I don't think you're a huge stats guy, but there is one stat that you said since day one you've been constant on it, turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
You're facing a team that has 19 giveaways in mm-hmm. five games, and obviously they're off to a 1-4 start. Is this a perfect example of kind of what you're talking about, where you keep undermining yourself and don't give yourself a chance to win? Could you have a better example?
Well, you look at them offensively, you know, you look at all the categories. They're second in the league in rushing. They're, I think, third in total offense. They're fifth in third down conversions. So certainly the only thing that's missing right now is they're giving the ball away, because if they stop doing that, the last number, the one that's most important, points scored, will go through the roof, because when you do all those other things well, you usually score points. We just got to do our job. You know, we hit hard. That's the way we play the game. We put our face on it and we go tackle. You know, if you do your job and if somebody's going to spit it up, then maybe they'll spit it up. We worry about us, you know.
You guys have done well, though, on the turnover margin.
So far, yeah. Just one game at a time.
You look
at the, some of the penalties you guys have had in the last couple of games
that
you thought were uncharacteristic? What's causing that, or what did you put your finger on with respect to those?
Some of them not playing very smart football, quite frankly. I mean, you line up in 2 3rd and 1 4th and 1 situations and you jump off sides. I mean, that's self-control, that's discipline. That's why those are very frustrating. Some of the others, look, they're questionable. You know, I'm never going to take the – I want an aggressive on-the-line football team, you know. Not over it, but on it and playing hard. And we're playing hard. And we just keep doing that. That'll all equal out, you know. I'm not concerned about that. We got to clean the I call them silly and selfish penalties. The silly are the offsides. The selfish are the personal fouls that aren't playing hard, that are ego-based. Those got to go away. That was two, huh? Thanks, guys.
Enough.